A little taste of Rashi. Not many to choose from this morning. Very short Aliyah, Ravi. And so we're going to do a very short Rashi. The Torah says that we're in the Aliyah. We're talking about how Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that once they start to enter Eretz Yisrael, once they cross the Yarden, they're going to do a few things. Number one, when they get to the other side on Gerizim and Harival, that's next Aliyah, they're going to have the curses. But as they're crossing the Yarden, they're going to put down these stones. They're going to put these 12 stones in the Yarden, and on each of the stones is going to be written the Torah. And the Torah says, "V'katavta al avanim et kol divrei haTorah hazot ba'er heitev," in a clear explanation, very distinctly. And Rashi says, "Ba'er heitev" doesn't just mean it's going to have to be written clearly, but rather it's going to have to be written in 70 different languages. Ba'er heitev b'shivim lashon. This is interesting because actually Rashi explained at the beginning of Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu said that he's going to come and explain the Torah, he's going to explain it in 70 languages. So this is the second time we're seeing this business with 70 different languages. The Torah needs to be translated so that all the nations can understand it. The Mizrahi over here, in his explanation of Rashi, says, where does the Midrash get the idea of 70 languages? So he says the word heitev can be worked out to a gematria of 70. Now, if you do the math, it doesn't work on the word heitev. It's a very small word, actually. The word comes to, I believe it was it 29? Or I think... 26. Sorry, it comes out to exactly 26. So the way the Mizrahi works it out is that if you break it up, you do kind of like a na nach nachma nachman reuman type of thing. So if you do hey, and then hey yud, and then hey yud tet, and then hey yud tet vav, and you add all that vet, and then you add all that together, then you get to 70. So that's a nice little gematria for the morning.
Shavuot Tov. Is that the same translation of Leitzah?